Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. No trip to the beach is complete without collecting a few colorful shells to take back home. But you probably don't realize that the shells' colors and patterns can be full of information. As Bard Ehrmantraut, professor of mathematics at the University of Pittsburgh, explains, those colors tell an evolutionary tale.
I've always been interested in how biological systems create complex spatial and time-varying patterns, such as animal coats, fingerprints, and visual hallucinations. Among most beautiful are the pigmentations of seashells, and in particular the cone shells, a fierce predatory mollusk. In previous work, my collaborators and I have developed a computer model for these patterns that's based on feedback between the pigmentation pattern that has already been laid down on the shell and the neural activity that controls the secretion of new pigment. Our model has about a dozen parameters, which correspond directly to physiological and anatomical parameters in the nervous system. By tuning the parameters, we were able to mimic the patterns on 19 species of cones. Other biologists had already used the DNA of these animals to create an evolutionary tree, showing how currently living shells evolved from their ancestors. We used a similar method to create a tree based only on the parameters of our neural model. To our surprise, we found the neural-based tree and the DNA-based trees were very similar. Thus, we were able to use our model to infer what ancestral cone shells would look like, something that's impossible using the DNA tree since there's no clear relationship between the genome of the cone and the shell pattern. It turns out that using ultraviolet light, it is now possible to image the patterns on fossil shells. This will enable us to compare our predictions with actual fossils. Changes in the parameters in our model are directly related to the structure of the animal's nervous system. So, for the first time, we will be able to follow the evolution of a nervous system. In the future, we'll use our neurally based model to study the amazing camouflage patterns on cephalopods such as the squid, octopus, and cuttlefish.
That was the University of Pittsburgh's Bard Ehrmantraut.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College. With a pocket full of shells.